When it came to the second round of tests, Dr. Goller found that the personalities of those who had gone to university had changed not a statistically detectable jot. Those who had undergone vocational training and then got jobs were not that much changed in personality either, except in one crucial respect. They had become more conscientious. That sounds like a good thing, certainly compared with the common public image of undergraduates as a bunch of pampered layabouts, but changes in attitude that the researchers recorded were more worrying. In the university group, again, none were detectable. But those who had chosen the vocational route showed marked drops in interest in tasks that are investigative and enterprising in nature, and that might restrict their choice of careers. Some investigative and enterprising jobs, such as scientific research, are indeed off-limits to the degree list. But many, particularly in Germany, with its tradition of vocational training, are not. The researchers mention, for example, computer programmers, finance sector workers, estate agents, and entrepreneurs as careers requiring these attributes. If Dr. Goller is correct, and changes in attitude brought about by the very training Germany prides itself on are narrowing people's choices, that is indeed a matter of concern.